Well, for weeks we've seen supermarket shelves stripped of products and home delivery suspended, and those problems are persisting. So when will it change? I spoke earlier with Matt Swindells, the Chief Operating Officer for Coles. Matt Swindells, we're frequently told there's no shortage of food, that it's a logistics problem for many products not being on our shelves. So when are people going to be able to shop normally?
Yes, I think it's not so much the logistics problem or a supply problem. It's really a problem of demand and time. The demand spike that we saw 3 weeks ago, and it actually ran for a three-week duration, was bigger than a Christmas period. And the supply chain is not structured to execute such volumes without serious planning in advance. We would normally plan Christmas 6 months out. Thankfully, good to see the Australian public start to normalise their demand levels.
You say start, though, but people are still hoarding and leaving nothing for everyone else. That's still a big problem. Do you think someone like Coles will have to put more limits on more products like you have with things like frozen veggies and canned food?
Yeah, what we see is counterintuitive. The more restrictions we put on, sometimes the more it actually lifts the demand. And I think what's really important is that the message that's out there is one of calm, and that the customers understand that there isn't a supply or a food problem. It is a timing issue of restocking the supply chain. We've implemented three new distribution centres in Queensland, New South Wales and Victoria in 6 days. We actually now will put down a further two, one in South Australia, one in Western Australia this week. And we've re-engineered our supply chain to flow more volume faster. So the amount of stock going through the system is about 50% higher than it normally would be. And the demand has come back. It's still way higher than it normally is, but it's not at the peaks that were breaking some parts of that chain previously. But I would say, Kim, your point is absolutely right, which is, you know, customers can still go to stores at time of day and say, well, nothing's happening. You can still go into a store and find that the shelves haven't got the stock on that you want. It is getting better, so the stores are fuller for longer, but we're not back to normal levels, and that will take weeks. And then finally, you are right, some people are still hoarding. Our teams see it and they feel it, and the teams know their customers well, and they know who's going in and coming back and going in and coming back. And as much as we try and stop that, because we want to give everything to the people who need it, we do need that cooperation from the public. So I would ask again, please, only purchase what you need.
Well, would you consider perhaps trying to limit the number of people who can be in a shop at a particular time, or allocate particular shopping days based on your surname or your street number?
Yeah, so we're introducing this week, and actually it starts tomorrow, we're introducing or expanding community hour to take care of our paramedics, nurses, doctors, hospital ambulance staff, police, so all of the emergency services. Anyone who has an AHPRA card, actually. And we had lots of requests from particularly nurses and doctors saying, I can see what's coming in my workload. They can see what's happening overseas. They don't need the stress and anxiety of then worrying about finding their food and groceries. And they asked us if we could help. And in that instance, we've diverted community hour on Tuesdays and Thursdays to those groups for that very reason.
For your workers, will Coles install plexiglass to protect them?
We're working daily with the Department of Health, and I think what's very important on this issue is that we take the science and the facts from the professionals, and we listen to their advice and direction and we act on it. And I speak with the Department of Health daily. Yesterday, we had a conversation around gloves and masks, for example, and what is the Department of Health's guidance. They are very clear in that it is all about sanitising your hands. We're pushing 12,000 litres of hand sanitizer to our stores a week, and we're asking our team members to sanitise their hands throughout the day. That is the best way of preventing this disease. Some of these PPE measures may look like they are protecting you, but the science would not necessarily back it up. I would also add that we would ask our customers, and we're definitely seeing the social distancing now landing in the community. We ask them to keep a trolley's length apart. And so far, it would seem that people are starting to follow that protocol. We'd ask them not to come in if they don't feel well and to wash their hands before entering the store. The protocols that the health department would say are the right ones are being followed thoroughly. I think it's important that we don't go down a road of then implementing what I would call new ideas or different pieces of PPE that might make people feel better, but then relaxes the essential process, which is hand sanitisation.
Can I ask you a final question about your workforce? Are you fast-tracking any applications from stood-down Qantas workers to help meet the demand?
Yeah, we put out a request for 5,000 extra casuals last week, and we were absolutely overwhelmed with subscriptions right across industry from different sectors. We've changed our protocols for onboarding for the recruitment process so we could fast-track any application that's come through that process. Certainly, Qantas would have some people in that category that would have applied. We've not targeted them specifically, but there are a lot of people who need work, and where we have work, we're making sure that we can get them going quickly.
Matt Swindells, thank you very much for talking to AM.
Thank you, Kim.
Matt Swindells is the Chief Operating Officer for Coles.